Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Coming to you the Sunday after Thanksgiving, part of your Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome to the show. We've got Henrietta Byrd from Chi-Town.
Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And we've got Jill coming to you live from, well, she's not in the Hotlanta, but that's where she's residing, but she's up north in Providence.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Nicole. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The show today, we're going to be talking about, thinking about what to be thankful for. So with that, without any further ado, I'm going to defer to Jill. She's going to read the declaration for us.
Okay. Thank you. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Providence, Rhode Island, November 28th, 2011. North, south, east, west. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
Great. Thank you, Jill. Thank you so much, Jill. All righty. So we've got a couple of folks out there. 202 number. We're going to get to you in a second. Tonight's call is about giving thanks and being thankful. You know, what are you thankful for? And as I listen for myself in the Declaration of the International Black Summit, I am thankful for the many things that the summit conversation has provided me. I'm thankful for the many things that the landmark conversation has supported me in my summit conversation and as well as in my DAG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group conversation. So I'm thankful for my family and for the relationships that I have nurtured and been part of as part of the conversation for all of this work that I've been doing over the years. So with that, I just wanted to give our hosts an opportunity to say what they're thankful for, and then we're going to get to a caller 202. Henrietta,
okay.
Or Jill?
This is Jill. I'm thankful for the opportunity of being part of the International Black Summit family. Not only is it a wonderful organization for me, but it is truly a family. These are my family members, and I'm so grateful and thankful for having you all in my life. I'm grateful for my the Van Leesten family, and just had a wonderful, wonderful time. If any of you out there are friends of mine, as a friend of mine on Facebook, I invite you to see my family pictures. We had a great time this weekend. And I'm just thankful for perfect health, being perfect, whole, and complete. I'm thankful for just life in general, opportunities, and I'm thankful for unpredictable results. Back to you, Glenn.
Great. Thank you so much, Jill. Henrietta, what are you thankful for? Okay. We'll get back to Henrietta. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line.
Oh, excuse me. I apologize. I had you on mute. This is Henrietta. I'm thankful for my family. I had a chance to spend some time with my family, you know, over the holiday, and that's always really, really nice. And friends, and thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for my talk show team family. I was just thinking, I'm like, we are all like so worn out, and we're on the show tonight. we wouldn't take the day off, and I love that. You know, I love that we love being with everybody else. So I'm really thankful for people in general. Glenn, back to you.
Great. Thank you so much. We have a caller. Caller 202-705. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
How you doing? My name is Quincy Royal from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I am a very good friend of Jill Van Leesten. We went to college together. Hey, how you doing? And there's so many things that I'm truly going to be thankful for. You know, this show probably not long enough for me to give it, but one thing I truly had to be thankful for is that, 2 years ago, when I was born with an enlarged heart, and it stopped bothering me 2 years ago, and I didn't know how to handle my illness because I'd never been sick. So when I got sick, I didn't really know how to handle it. For 2 years, I've been, in a hospital and maybe 30-something times. I didn't know how to handle my illness at the time. And just say 1 year ago, since last year, this same time last year, I learned how to adapt and handle, my illness. And now this year, I am feeling like 75% better. And I was able to get, 40 kids in college and be able to help my community out. So, I'm truly thankful for that right now.
Well, God bless you, brother. Yeah, that's great. Glad to hear that that you're fighting through and keeping it positive. Because we've been talking about a lot of things this month, and one of the things we've been talking about is the various cancers and the various ways of healing ourselves. And certainly, one of the things that we talked about was the mind, body, and soul, like really having that spirit around you, having positive people around you that support what you're up to, and then, of course, feeding your body healthy food to protect itself. So, I concur. That's one of the things that I'm also thankful for is I've been on this quest for better health. And in doing so, I've stopped eating meat, and so I just eat seafood right now, and I'm looking at how I can even cut back on that, and seafood and of course, fruits and vegetables and grains, and I've noticed, lost a lot of weight, and feeling good, and looking at what the next level possibility is for myself, so I encourage us all to be mindful of that. Matter of fact, I'm reminded that I saw on Jill's Facebook, she talked about going over her mom's house and getting wild ginger root or I forget what the other...
Garlic water. She
garlic
two
water,
beverages
garlic
of
water.
Choice. Yep.
That's right. And and to have that just be available as a conversation of taking care of yourself is just you know, it's just a tremendous opportunity because I am one about ginger. I love ginger and have ginger tea and use that as one of my remedies when I'm not feeling well. Because I'm also haven't taken any kind of medicine since 1990. I haven't even taken the aspirin. And so one of the things that I turned to is golden seal, echinacea, and ginger root. So when I saw that, I smiled to myself. I think I clicked. I like on it. I don't remember if I did or not, but I mean, it's just, you know, when we think about our bodies and being healthy, you know, I'm just left with an awe of how great our body is, and that and begin to look at the things that I can do to support it being healthy. So you know, so thank you for that comment, my brother. Appreciate. And certainly if there's anything else that you'd like to say around what you're thankful for, you know, feel free. I'm going to leave your mic open. Okay?
Much appreciated.
Glenn, I'd like to say something.
Sure.
His second part, Quincy was on my show, and his second part was he put 40 kids in his community into college. All 40 are in college. So I just wanted to just repeat what he said.
That's
40
great.
Of his kids, yeah. Isn't that something? So they're all in college.
Yeah.
So we're thankful,
yeah.
thankful for having him in the community.
I'm so glad that you said that because I heard you put kids in college, but I actually didn't catch the 40. So that is incredible, my brother. Thank you so much for what you've done to provide an opportunity for our young people because they truly are our future, and I just want to acknowledge the work that you're doing around having them move themselves forward. Because in this day and age, it's so easy to get left behind when you don't have the education to compete with. And, you know, that's a very key piece. So, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and this is Henrietta. I would just like to acknowledge you also, sir. I went to a fundraiser Friday night to raise funds for girls to go to college. And it's really incredible the things that people are doing to help one another. So thank you. Thank you so very much. And I really like to connect you with that nonprofit that that had the fundraiser the other night. Maybe we can do that another time. But thank you so much for that kind of work. It's just really, really just opens the doors for so many people. You know, when one person goes to college, you opened up a world for that entire family. So thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you very well. Very well.
We've also got another caller on the line. This might be Ed out of Atlanta. Caller 404-281. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
What's up, Glenn? How you doing? It is Ed. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Ed. Happy holiday.
Same to you guys.
Happy
It was either call this number or call Jenny Craig. So I don't think I'm at Jenny Craig level yet. So.
What? What do you say, Jenny Craig?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I had to take a call. I had to call.
Did you? Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I tell you, I was in Yogi the Bear mode, remember?
Okay.
That's right. We was about to put you on some of that garlic water or some of that ginger root, brother.
Tell you, man. One thing I can say, because I'm not married, and I know a lot of people who kind of invited me on, and I can't make every invite, but I'm thankful to be able to put my foot underneath people's tables. That
I
means
know.
They like and they want you around. Just can't make it everywhere, but you know that's a good thing. I'm also, you know, thankful that I'm alive and have breath. I'm also thankful for my trials and tribulations that I sometimes go through as well as others. But at least, you know, kind of learn what not to do. Like there's Ayanna. I had a book back in the day called Value in the Valley or Lesson in the Valley.
Value in the Valley.
And I listen, and again, so it's just about, you know, we don't always look at it that way, but we have to appreciate, you know, even the stuff that we don't like. You learn what not to do or what, you know, whatever that is, as well as other people's experiences. You know, I just appreciate that. I just have people who are of all different age and ranges. I sometimes appreciate that I'm the dumbest one in the group. That I get to grow from everybody else.
That's great.
To do that. So those kind of things are what come to me. I'm thankful that I still got opportunities to make changes in life. You know, I'm thankful for my son's family. You know, thankful for my family. You know, even though it's not always, yes, it's just.
That's great. Thank you, brother. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. You know, Ayanna, you talk about Ayanna, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but when Oprah and Ayanna got back together, and there were...
That's what it was I was supposed to watch. Thank you
goodness.
For that reminder.
Yeah. So one of the things that I got real clear is how in being human... that people just kind of cross their wires and don't get clear what it is that the intention of each other. And I really got clear that these two powerful women, Oprah and Ayanna, were miscommunicated, and the love, the respect, and the admiration for each other, and to have that whole thing be a healing, you know, like really be a healing for us to look in on, you know, because it really was an opportunity for us to see two people spiritually connected, resolve their differences, and openly communicate out of the commitment to empower each other. You know, no matter where they were left with from the experience of each other, they were able to mend the wound that was opened up. And I tell you, if you haven't seen that piece of footage, it's available on the internet. I would go ahead and search into that, and it's actually about four or five parts. But that's something that you really want to take the time and go take a look. And you talk about people being thankful. You know, I was in the presence, in the awe of the courage that it took and the straightness of the conversation for them to say what they needed to say to each other. And of course, this wasn't scripted. This was a live conversation that took place. And you know, I'm always reminded of how deeply connected that we all are, and that when we have disputes or upsets, it's usually because of we're not in touch with that synergy, that the gift that we are to each other. And you know, that kind of stuff just really, you know, really brings me to tears, because when people can get who they are, you know, when Brother Man, I think it was Ozzy, did the, you know, the 40 young people to provide them an opportunity to go to college, you know, you know, all of the things that we, you know, when we look at, all of us have gifts that we've provided or been part of, and that's the stuff that really, to me, is about the International Black Summit and what we're out to have happen at the annual event and or at the other events as well. You know, getting people together, getting people in touch with their inner soul, their inner beauty, and really being in touch with that powerful self. So again, I'm thankful for the opportunity tonight just to speak to that on this radio show, and just really love that we can find the love in each other. So, you know, that's a very special thing for me.
Glenn, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because that's one of the things Ed just mentioned about the valleys and the trials and the tribulations, and the, you know, I'm thankful for them. I sure do not enjoy them, but I do know that they are preparation for something that's coming. You know, it's like those unpredictable results that we talk about in the Declaration. That's one thing. I'm really thankful that there's a spiritual part of me that is greater than this intellectual part of me. You know, because the intellectual part of me wants to get down and dirty with other folks sometimes, you know. But that spiritual part of me will always take over, like doing this show tonight rather than playing another show. That was clearly the grace of God that, you know, had me do. Believe me, I was not looking at folks today and being thankful for them, you know. And I didn't understand what it was. I'm reading this book that I would suggest to people. It's called The Soul of Leadership by Deepak Chopra. And one of the things that I'm thankful for that I read in that book was how Deepak distinguished things that occur in our soul versus things that occur in our conscious mind. You know, just like in our day-to-day lives, and that, and when we step back and let what occurs in our soul to do its own thing, that, you know, life becomes more peaceful. So there's a lot of things that I'm really, really thankful for. I'm thankful for the declaration of the International Black Summit, and that I have that to go back and read whenever I need to read it. You know, I'm thankful for the people who call in this show, just so authentic in their speaking. I'm thankful for the places, like Ed said, all the invitations that I had. I didn't make them all either, but I'm really thankful for the invitations and the places that I did, you know, that I did go. And that my niece is coming home, my niece and my nephew are coming home with the new baby and our family for Christmas. There's just so many things, I guess, that we overlook when we're trying to look at the big picture. Sometimes I think I forget about the little things that help me get to that big picture. So I'm standing inside of healing for everyone, and myself especially, when it comes to those thoughts and those feelings that I have, that I would love for them to be made whole or mended. So I'm giving thanks in advance that those people that I have challenges with, that those relationships can take on a greater level of divinity, you know, or take on one of divinity rather than wherever it's been. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that's a powerful place to stand. Certainly to really, you know, we have this conversation called in Landmark called Getting Off of It.
Uh-huh.
Which is similar to In the summer, we talk about being triggered and being able to analyze the trigger and know that the trigger is not outside of ourselves, but it's inside of ourselves, so that the opportunity is to look within rather than to point and blame externally. And so, you know, and so I'm thankful that I have that as a tool to manage myself and manage the day-to-day routine, so that when I am triggered, I get to see that the trigger is within me and not somewhere else. And that's why I get to do the work with me to discover and to resolve that trigger for myself, which, man, that's a powerful thing. You know, I think about it and look at it, and was on a call today, you know, about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I got triggered. And then what I noticed is that I used the technology to get rid of the upset and look to see what needed to happen to have conversation continue. And, you know, I'm so thankful for the work that we do collectively. I'm thankful for the work that we do individually. And I'm thankful for the pockets of people that I'm in relationship that I get to utilize this work with, and really get to be engaged in this work in my life. So, you know, this, as Thanksgiving for me is the start of this season of being thankful and really reflective of all the things that have come and some of the things that are to come. So I'm definitely thankful for that conversation.
Yeah.
So this is Jill, and I am thankful for the fact that just this whole distinction of no out there, and that distinction has helped me as far as me going through my own personal journey in life, and truly not just liking myself, but loving myself and loving who I am, and this knowing that the distinction, being that that's in the back of my mind as far as, you know, out there, just knowing that everything starts with me was and is still an awesome mindset for me to be in, and it's also incredible. Like, I just am, it's a powerful distinction in my eyes, and I truly have the power of creating the world that I want for myself, and I've never felt so powerful before, and I'm just thankful for just the being in the space, being in the right place at the right time to be a part of International Black Summit while I was going through my journey, while I am continuing to go through this body experience here on Earth. And I'm thankful for, I feel that the people that I have in my life, as far as my friends, like, look, I have a friend way back from college days, and we still keep in touch. And for him to call the show, all the way up to friends that I've met up until, 2 years now that I've known Glenn and Henrietta. So I'm just blessed and thankful for the friends / family members that have been a part of my journey in life. So I'm very thankful for that. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you, Jill. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm just full of emotion, full of the energy. I'm reminded of this book, Celestine Prophecy. It was pretty popular probably about 20 years ago or so. But the thing that I loved about the book that I still like about it, that keeps me grounded, is that energy is in all of us, be it human, be it animal, be it plants. And to think and to know that we're all connected on an energy basis really gives me some freedom to be with, you know, Mother Nature. You know, for those of you who don't know about me, I love being outside. I love walking in the forest amongst the trees. I love having my own natural garden in the backyard. You know, I get my hands in the dirt, you know, and it's given me an opportunity to grow things and to be in awe of, you know, the earth and water and light and what that can produce. So I'm just very full in this conversation and full with the possibility that we are. So, you know, what are we standing for? You know, what's available? You know, Henrietta talked about unpredictable results. You know, well, what is an unpredictable result? You know, it's kind of like, well, it's one of those things that happens that wasn't predictable, that wasn't necessarily on track. You know, like we have things that are linear, and then we have things that are miraculous, that kind of show up, and it's like, well, how did that happen? So the possibility of unpredictable results really has to do with us and how we, you know, what stand that we're taking for ourselves and for the things around us in the world. So I'm happy that that's the arena that we engage in. And we engage ourselves, we engage each other, and we engage the collective. And this is something that we're actually bringing to the Black community. This is not just a sidebar conversation, but this is something that we're looking to share with the world, starting with our community. And so I'm just very happy about that.
Glenn, do you know the song by Lionel Richie? It's called Love Will Find a Way.
Mm-hmm.
You remember mm-hmm. that? I've been hearing that song a lot this week. Never paid attention to the words before. I always knew the words, but the truth will always be in your soul. It's one of the lines in the song, and I was listening to it, and I was like, you know, that's a great song for church. It's a mm-hmm. great song. It's a great song for everything. But, you know, and I keep loving myself. I keep, you know, like doing my I love myself, I forgive. That's my mm-hmm. affirmation. You know, I love myself, I forgive. And I can't say it enough. You know, it's like I can't say it enough. You know, when that's what I say when I find myself, quote unquote, out of control. You know, and I won't say out of control. That's not a good term, but like where my emotions are out of control, or they're like all over the place, and they have been all week. You know, all week long. I'm like, what is going on? And I know that I'm being prepared for something. Because I know from experience that this has happened before, and it always takes me to another level. So it's kind of like Ed mentioned the book Value in the Valley. It's like Iyanlo used to talk about all the time. You know, like in the meantime, she had a book called In the Meantime, like. After you've asked for this, after you've applied for this, after you've prayed for this, after you've, you know, done all of these things, what do you do in the meantime? You know, while you're waiting for the response, while you're waiting for the call, you know, what is it that you do? And you pray. You know, you give thanks. You write the gratitude list. You look at it every day. You know, you give thanks for what you've asked for, and you act as if it's already been given to you, you know.
So I'm just reminded of some of those, you know, like some of those things. And one of the things that you said earlier, Glenn, about how you like nature, you know, and when you were talking about it, I was like, when you said, I like walking through the forest, and I'm thinking, forest, you know, when is there a forest where you are? Like, Glenn, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for real?
Yes, ma'am.
You mean like with wild animals and everything?
And everything. Everything. I love watching the energy of the planet. You know, I like seeing, you know, the blue jays and the cardinals and the, the woodpeckers and, you know, and the frogs, you know, chirping and attracting each other and you know, all the different aspects of wildlife, you know, the squirrels and the, you know, and the different, and other animals, you know, I mean, it's not really funny, but it's sort of, the irony of it is that any time I'm traveling, even if it's in a car or a bus or a train, I will see deer at the size on the tracks or in the fields off to the side. I guarantee you that I will see red-tailed hawks. I will see buzzards, turkeys, vultures. I will see things that most people don't see, but I see them because I'm looking for them.
Right.
I know that they're there, you know, and I'm aware of it, and I'm conscious of it, and I'm consciously looking. So that's the thing that I see about life is that when you're consciously looking for things, you'll see it because it's there. But most of the time, we're not open or consciously looking for what's out there. And so that's I love nature. I love, you know, when you walk in the forest. Or a forestry area. There's so much sound there that you'll be shocked, you know, because the birds are chirping, you know, this is happening, that's happening, and you just be part of it and just listen, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
We have a
504 caller. We sure do. Let me. I believe I know who that might be.
You don't know this, right? Somebody better go hunt them alligators back down in Louisiana.
Well, we're talking about the birds and the bees, right?
Y'all forgot my brother, the Aftergator.
Okay.
Those are the swamp beings.
Yeah, that's
the
what I mean.
The snapping turtles and the
aftergator.
And some of the moccasins.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. That's all my kinfolk.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Nunu.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Ooh, my stomach is still full. No comment, Glenn. Be quiet.
Listen, I understand, my brother. I understand because you know, one of the things that we're blessed with. You know, and I heard it on Chris Rock, and I still laugh at it. But we're one of the few countries that you actually go hunting on a full stomach.
That's right. So when they have to get out there, you know, you got a good meal to boot.
That's right.
That's
he made a good meal. He's trying to get a piece of that.
That's right. A piece of the action.
That's right.
Okay. Let's do a station identification break. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And you are on with the host tonight, Glenn Greenidge in New Hampshire. Jill is in, where
Providence,
is it, Jill?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Right. Henrietta, I'm here in Chicago. Jerry took the day off, and Takesha, I think, is in Memphis. You know, and we're talking with our friend Ed from Atlanta, and Mr. Newman from New Orleans, and we have a guest on who's one of Jill's high school classmates from Washington D.C.
Yep.
Okay, so we give thanks for everyone who's on tonight. We want people to let us know what they're thankful for. So, Mr. Newman,
Yeah.
Tell us what you're thankful for this year.
This year or this Thanksgiving?
This today, now.
Right now?
Yeah.
To be alive and well and kicking. That's what I'm thankful for. The Lord let me live another day, another way. So I'm thankful that He gave me my life. He gave me a joy to Thanksgiving, even though I had some, you know, obnoxious friends, but I had a good time. You know, I just had a beautiful Thanksgiving, and I enjoyed Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that the Lord gave me that Thanksgiving to enjoy with some of my friends.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Jill, what's your friend's name from D.C.?
Quincy. You call him
Quincy?
Q.
Uh-huh. Quincy, did you share what you were thankful for? I know we talked about the people in college.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you share again?
Oh, I had said a little earlier that I shared that 2 years ago, I mean, I was born with an enlarged heart, and it didn't bother me until two and a half years ago. And when it started bothering me, I didn't know how to handle it because I'd never been sick. So by me not knowing how to handle my illness of an enlarged heart, I was doing all the wrong things or trying to, you know, because I had never been in the hospital. In 2 years, I was in the hospital maybe 30 times, you know, because I wasn't doing the right thing or, you know, and never had took medicine before and didn't know how to handle my illness, you know, and I was in the hospital, couldn't help nobody, couldn't do nothing. And now, 75% better, and I haven't been in the hospital at all this year other than a checkup in 365 days. So in the 365 days that I've been okay, just going to get ready with checkups because now I'm doing better. I was able to get 40 kids in college in 1 year. And that was the most in the nation that one organization got in school in 1 year in college. So, you know, I was saying that's what I'm thankful for because I was able to help my community out. I mean, I've been doing that for 25 years, but, you know, going through the illness and being on crutches 2 years at a time, didn't think that I would be able to get to that point because at some times when I was sick because I couldn't handle my illness, I thought that was my last days of being here, you know. So, you know, now that, you know, things are much better and things looking up, now I'm able to do so many things by helping these kids get in school, you know, able to continue the things that I was doing for the kids. So that's I'm truly thankful for, you know, my health, you know, and because, you know, when I was sick, I couldn't do nothing for the kids. And when I was doing it, it was sporadically because I didn't know when I was going to be down and when I was going to be down. But now, I'm there for them every day. So I can, as long as I'm healthy, I can continue to do things for my community, for my kids around here and anybody else that needs help, actually.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure, because I heard part of it, but I didn't hear all of it the first time. But thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Glenn?
I just wanted to let, we've got a couple guests in the chat room. And so if you'd like to connect with us, our number is 646 716-9827. You can call in. We've got some open lines available. You can call in and share if you'd like to. But, you know, I'm also left with, and I've heard this a couple of times, and, you know, and the thing that I'm clear about is that I do bump up or bump up against being a black man in America and what that's like. And what I'm thankful for is that even though I have all of those challenges, I think that I still have the best opportunity of any black man on the planet. So, you know, so I really am thankful for that as a possibility and opportunity to be part of this country and to be able to do things that people around the world cannot do, don't have that opportunity, you know, the access to internet, the access to technology, to be able to learn about computers and get myself educated and find out things. You know, it's interesting, one of the things that that as we travel internationally and look at, we find people who don't have the basic things like pencils and paper to go to school and write with. You know, at any one point in time, I've got notepads and books and pens and pencils I can draw upon to need and to take notes. With that, it's not necessarily available to all. You know, food, clean water. You know, that's another thing that's not necessarily available to everybody around the planet. So I'm able to know that I have access to clean water, to something to eat, some kind of shelter. Even as a homeless person here in this country, got some opportunities for those things. So, you know, I'm just present to the possibility and the opportunity that's available in being in the United States of America. So I just wanted to preface that.
Yeah. I'm interested. Interesting that you mentioned that, because I have about four friends who have made a decision to go and live with other people. You know, and more I see people making that decision to give up their places and share with somebody else, share the expenses, you know. In Chicago, we have an area called Bronzeville, and it's the area when the African Americans migrated to the north. That's where everybody lived, and that's why they call it Bronzeville. And there are these really, really large apartments that may have 5-6 bedrooms, one bathroom, and one kitchen. And the people, my parents talk about how they shared a kitchen and they shared a bathroom, you know. And so now I'm remembering those stories, and it looks like that's what people are doing again, you know. And I'm talking professional people, you know, who some have jobs and some don't. But they're just, you know, they're finding that that's necessary now. So I'm really kind of giving thanks for that people are opening up to sharing, you know, sharing places to live as well, you know, so that they can maintain a particular quality of life, you know. And I don't know where that came from, but there was something you mentioned. When you said homeless people have opportunities also. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, that's good. Thank you for that, because you're right. There are all kinds of different opportunities, and I mean, we could spend the next week, every minute presencing another thing to be thankful for, and we still wouldn't get it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the spirit of Thanksgiving and the spirit of gratitude, in the spirit of Kwanzaa, in the spirit of the International Black Summit, in the spirit of People of African Descent Empowerment Group, in the spirit of Landmark Education, and of course all of the teachers. I'm reminded and thankful for folks that have taught me, outside of my direct family, outside of my mother and father, my aunt and uncle, and my grandparents. There are a lot of people that have contributed to my life, some of which I've had an opportunity to thank, and others I have not. And so I just want to use this moment and this opportunity to thank them for providing for me, providing me some knowledge, some insight, some way of being that has allowed me to survive and to continue to thrive in this day and age. So I'm just reminded of all of it.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank all of the people who have been guests on our show, on our different shows and our call-in listeners, really, really thankful for the people who make this show what it is and the people, the listeners and the people who go back and listen to the shows over and over and over again. We would really, really like to thank you and acknowledge you for your support over the last year and really longer than that. The people who go to the chat room, the people who are, who go to the oxygen room and have those extra discussions with us, it really helps so much. And, we hope that the subjects that we covered have been informative to you, because that's our intent as hosts, to make sure that we bring topics that can help you make it through the week, or something that will, put something on your mind that will help you enlarge your vision, increase your vision for yourself and for the Black community. We are really thankful for the programming that we do, for the preparation as well. And, Glenn, we have about 6 minutes left. So just wanted to let everybody know to go to blacksummit.org and check to see if there's a summit share in your area. There's one coming up this Saturday in Chicago at 3 o'clock at TNT Foods. And that's at 38th and Morgan. But you can get all that information on our website, blacksummit.org. If the callers, everybody's mic is on, so if the callers have anything that they would like to say before we go, and I think the oxygen room is going to take a break tonight, unless somebody wants to call it differently.
Too much chicken or too much turkey? What's the matter?
Too much sweet potato pie.
Well, now, Jill.
Just too much of everything. I'm just cross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made good sweet potato pies this year. Really,
pinch
really
an inch,
good.
What's a pinch of half inch?
Uh-huh.
Pinch an inch, huh? okay. Pinch an inch, okay.
Yeah, and I sauteed collard greens. That was really good.
Those were really good.
But let's start with Ed. Are you still on, Ed?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Do you have any closing remarks for us?
No, I'm just good. I'm just happy to be here, that's all. I'm good. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm good.
Okay. Good. And our friend from D.C.?
Well, the only thing I really had to say is, you know, I appreciate, you know, Gio calling me and me being able to talk with you on the phone. And me personally, I'm an ambassador of love of people. So that always keep me on the straight and narrow because I love everybody. And as long as I'm trying to do the right thing, you can't get no wrong out of right if you're doing the right thing. And that's what keeps me on the straight and narrow.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you. And who else? Mr. Newman?
What?
Mr. Nunu, I've changed your name.
Okay, just call me Mr. Nunu, that's all.
Right.
I was trying to find out if Jill had something to tell me about that package she got from me.
Oh, I did. Let Shakesha know, but we'll talk about that off air. But
okay.
I'll let Shakesha. I didn't open it, but I let Shakesha know. So.
Well, you didn't open it. There was a picture for you.
Okay.
No
pictures, Shakesha. All right. I'll check when I get to Atlanta.
All right.
So, Jill or Glenn?
Well, go ahead, Glenn. I'm thankful for this being here this evening, and I'm thankful for all of my friends and my family, and I'm very blessed. Glenn?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, I am too. I must say I am blessed, been blessed, continue to be blessed, and standing in being blessed and making it to 100. And And just standing there, looking there, just thankful for the current breath that I'm breathing, you know, and allowing it to give me life and give me energy and give me strength. And, you know, to me, that's a very, very powerful thing. Tomorrow is not promised. And so the opportunity is for me to live my life powerfully in this moment, because the next moment I truly might not be here. So I'm very, very thankful. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah. I am thankful too. Full. Very, very full. Have been all week. You know, just emotional. Clearing, you know, chemicalization when, you know, that's the term we use when we put all this good truth, all this good prayer, all this, you know, this affirmative thought, when you put it into consciousness and it goes down and it cleans out all that garbage that we have down in there. We call it chemicalization. So a lot of that's been going on with me. And I'm thankful for that. I want it gone. I want it all gone. Quickly. I'm thankful to all of you, Jerry and Shakesha. Clara had a nice conversation with her last week, and to all of our Summit family, we give thanks for God's idea of the International Black Summit, and standing inside of that idea, we know that as we evolve into what the summit is going to be, we give thanks because we know it can only be better than it's been. And that's a wonderful thing because God can only be better and better and better. So I'm thankful for the awareness of God in the International Black Summit. And may everyone on this call be blessed and have the most wonderful week of gratitude moving into the month of December with lots of love and expectation of good. You know, expect to get the harvest. You planted it. Open your awareness and receive the goodness that God has for all of us. God bless you, and good night. Have a wonderful evening.
Peace and blessings.
Good night.
Peace be with you.
Love always.
All right.
Metal.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.